Huh? He's going to hear it.
Oh, yeah. As we always say, every opportunity which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us for His karvus elav in a special fashion requires hachana. We can't just roll into it and do what's expected and that's it. Because if that's our hanhoga, then we're going to gain nothing. And maybe a few pounds from the extra donuts, but that's about it. Chanukah is from the opportunities of real aliyah b'teira and beruchnius. And it takes a lot of preparation and a lot of thought to really take out from it what we can. If we would just stop to think and ask ourselves, what is meant to be and what should I be gaining? Svasemis writes that Chanukah and Purim have a special place because you can mekayim the mitzvahs b'kulam b'kol yidurim. Mash ein ken yom tovim, we can't bring karbonos v'chulei, we're missing. In the Kedushas Levi, he brings down a moshel for Yemei Chanukah to a Melech Bas of Adam, who once a year opened up his Eitzaras for anybody to come and take whatever they wanted. V'oy leksil asher biza hayoyim shesharei Eitzreso ha-Melech niftachim miloi pon aleihem rak yoshen kol hayoyim. He doesn't say a balavera, doesn't say anything else, he's a ksil. When we lose opportunities, that's a mice of a ksil. And we're not talking about someone who's not being mekayim in the mitzvahs. Everyone does it. The question is how? Do we think about what we're doing? Or is it relegated? So unfortunately, the way so many things we do are just mitzvahs anoshim milumado behergil hadava. We know we have to light neiros. We know we do it. Above us gating them. What are we thinking about b'shas adlakas neiros? What are we thinking about before we madlik the neiros? How are we preparing ourselves? Or is the Chanukah of this year going to be the same as any other? I'm going to come out no different than we went in, which would be a guzma to say that we've lost everything. Be a waste completely. And the reason why we're given these opportunities is so that we can steig, so that we can use them as great opportunities of kirvas elokim. And we have to realize that what David HaMelech said wasn't a guzma, kirvas elokim li taiv. The closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the better it is for us. We become better people. When I mekayim any mitzvah, b'shleimusa, with machshava before, with hachana before, we become a better person. Like in the words the Aruch HaShulchan says, l'gabei Pesach, He teaches v'chol ha'marbe l'sapi mitzias mitzrayim harizim reshubach. Most translations you look at say it's praiseworthy. So Aruch HaShulchan says harizim reshubach, he becomes a better person. By the ribui sipa mitzrayim and the hakor of the nisim, you become better. Harizim reshubach. It's the same thing for every mitzvah. We would only put a little bit of thought into it. Even we just would say, Hinei Muchan Mezuman, that would change how we do the mitzvah. As we know, unfortunately, Hergel becomes Teva, and we so often fall to that which the Navi says, V'heim Kimduni B'mitzvah Anoshim Lumoda. It's a very scary thing, Rabbi said. Because medaf hareis kriechem from them, you got to shut yourself out from it. The natural thing is to do things behergel, without thought. Naturally, most of us stand there, we put on a tefillin every day, we put our tzitzis every day, on kemachshava, without stopping even for a split second to think, what am I doing and how is this going to make me into a better person? Which means we're not doing the mitzvahs the way they should be done. And we're not giving ourselves the opportunity to grow the way we could grow. It's the greatest setback for ourselves. The alles wat we doen, everything that we do is hergel. We have to work hard to get out of it. It requires thought and preparation, understanding the depth of what's behind each and every mitzvah that we do. In the Nes of Chanukah, there are so many different facets of how we can grow and learn. That we have to start making the preparation. It's not for nothing that Chazal told us that in general, Shloshim Yoim Koidim Achag, Dorosh Mihilchos Achag, to verstehen was medavton. Not only the halachas of how I light, when I light, what I light with, but what is the matara? What are we trying to get out of it? By Yom Yomahim Azman Hazeh, how do we actually feel? That we're not just reliving a historic moment, chas v'shalom. We're working on an exercise of ourselves. Vos kem and learn from them. Be'ez Hashem, in the next weeks, we'll try and look at some different oifanim and help ourselves in this preparation. My Rebbe Zichrono Livracha used to say always, Asara Nisim, Nasun Abbasainu Beis HaMikdash. On a regular basis, there were Nisim going on the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, one can ask oneself, the Nes of the Pach Shemen, okay, it's also a Nes which happened in the Mikdash. Why is it so different to all the other Nisim? Elamai, there must be something deeper to it. There's got to be a reason why we're taking this nes, which wasn't tamid, and we're making such a fuss of it. The Bach, famous Bach, brings down from Aaron Rutenberg that by Chanukah, the Iker Gzeira was Sheisrashlu Ba'Avodah. Ukshechazru b'tshuva, limser nafsham, alavodas alavoda, hoshiim Hashem ayidei kainim. There was a cause and effect. Ike gzeira was shisrashnu b'avoda, and therefore there was a gzeira to mevatel the avoda from them, till they realized what they were missing. And the Yevonim saw that they had an opportunity. Like Chazal tell us, they said, Mitzvah achas, yesh biyodom, im atem mevatlim oiso, heim avudim, ve'eze zeze hadlokas ha-meneira, shekosu bo lahalus ne'tomit, kol zman shemadlikin oiso tomit heimundim. Omdu v'timu kol ha-shmonim, וכשחוזרו בתשובה למסור נפשם על עבודה, הושיעם השם על ידי הכהנים. That's why the nes was Ayidei, the Pach Shem, and that's why we make a fuss about it. But let's try and understand a little bit more. We see a tremendous yesod, which many of the Balei Musa speak about on here. When there's a gezeirah on Klal Yisrael, b'chol dor v'dor shehu, it comes as a midah keneged midah. There was hisrashlus in avodah, so then they were hit with avodah. And the only way to get back to where they were meant to get back to is with mesiras nefesh, shemosru nafshah. That throughout history, the same thing applies. The chait is goyer acharov gezeiras. And we have to do tshuva. The Lashon Chazal is ein gezeira bli chait. It's no different today than it was then. Chazal teach us what it means, mesiras nefesh. And the difference between those who are mesiras nefesh and those who are not. Famous Gemara in Brachas. Amr Rav Papa L'Abaye, Maishno Rishon de Misrachish Lo Nisa, Umaishno Anan Deloy Misrachish Lo Nisa. The Gemara goes through the whole thing, and the Gemara comes to the Maskana. Very simple. The difference is, Kamoi Habekom Mosrei Nafshayhu, Akedusas Hashem, Anan loy masrino nafshin akedusa Hashem. That's the difference. Is there mesiras nefesh or is there not mesiras nefesh? Are we doing things with mesiras nefesh or not? If we do, then we can be zeicha to nisim. And if not, we don't. The Mara gives the example. Kehadar vada ba'ava chazi la haikusis da'ave levisha kabalto b'shuka. Sova the Bas Yisrael, he come karimine. They did something berabim, which was not necessarily a popular thing to do. But why? That was his mesiras nefesh for kedusha. He thought it was a Bas Yisrael. When there's hisrashlus, we need mesiras nefesh. Chanukah is that opportunity to try and engage ourselves in some sort of level of mesiras nefesh and avodas Hashem. And very often, that mesiras nefesh can be done by merely kriching arois from the hergel. Because it takes power, it takes koyach. It's not a davar pashut. And to keep it up is even harder. That's our job. To be moshe nafshenu, to give up something. To do something which may not look popular. But that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. We need to mechazik ourselves. What shall mean mechazik? How we mechazik ourselves? What does it mean to be mechazik ourselves? We know from the Torah Kedoshah, the Pasuk says, Chimtzu Amtzu, Al Tiru Val Tarzu Mipneihem. Chazaka means as follows. We have to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to us. Kaviyachol B'Shtei Yadav. And He won't let go. question is, are we pulling our hands away? Is the way we do avodah, is the way that we mekayim mitzvah, so to speak, pulling our hands out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands? He's there. Questions, are we there with him? He's holding on. Are we allowing ourselves to be held, or are we pulling ourselves away because of the Hevelei Hazman? Hanukkah is a time for Aliyah Ruchnis, and not to get carried away with things which have no shaychas to Ruchnis. Avada, I'm not saying not, you have to have time for your children and do what's correct, but also with a mosque, with a degree that they can understand according to their age what it's all about. Chanukah is a time of Aliyah Ruchnis. In the olden days, I don't mean that old, when I was a youngster, there was no musig of an off Shabbos for Chanukah. Didn't exist such a thing. I remember many years ago, I was at a bris on a Sunday morning in Brooklyn, and Reb Hillel Davids of Zion Gesund was there. He was standing next to me, we were talking to each other, and he said to me, "How comes there's so many shiur bachurim here?" It was a Sunday of an off Shabbos Chanukah. I said to him, "Shabbos Chanukah?" He said, "That's what I thought." He said, "I never had an off Shabbos Chanukah. It wasn't a musa. Who would have even dreamt of it?" He said. I know by us in Yeshiva, in Beryankov, even if there were two Shabbos Chanukahs, there was no way you were getting off for Shabbos. It's about the only thing I can think of. The Mashkiach Shemim Vrocha would ask someone to leave Yeshiva if they ditched Shabbos Chanukah. That by him was, I wouldn't say Yehori Val Yava, but close to it. Like he explained, it's Ruchnius. How are you running away from Ruchnius at the time when that's the opportunity? There's a Shefa of Ruach available. Yeah, we can fight the system to a certain extent, but not completely. But for Zich Alein, at least, we have to know what the opportunity is and why not to waste it and how not to waste it. And Dessler writes something similar. B'chol ha'doros, k'shaya chisaron b'ruchnius k'al Yisrael, Goram zehest upon him. V'gzeres koshus bo al Yisrael. V'cheinu gzeres shmad sibasa b'chisaron shebedor. Then he goes on to explain the first shmad was by Yemei Yevonim. Sheim ho Yerushaynim shirotzu lashpi al Yisrael ba'askalosom ulahachshich oratoyer g'Yisrael. And that's what caused what happened. And he explains, he brings the Mishnah in Perkei in HaTorah of Maaser Rabbi Yosi ben Kismish, Ayim Halech Baderech, we know what happened. He was offered everything in the world. He said, "No, I can only live in Ir Shel Chachamim." And he quotes Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, B'Shem HaSfar Magdash. Who was the Odom Echad who met him? Hayel Yoh Anovi. Why was he tested? What was the reason? He brought it upon himself, so to speak, because he was paying him mokum tayrosi, left a room open. And therefore he was tested. But ki a yered al rechoki miruchnius for reitzel le karvon avodas Hashem. By the fact he'll live with them, it's not going to work. Our job is to realize what our job is. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? How are we meant to taka firtzach? And the answer is Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean giving everything up. It means giving something up. To be moiser oneself a little bit. Make a change. Make a change which will be meaningful. Think how this Hanukkah I'm going to be from those who are moiser nafsham kedei lekabel haruch nishyesh bai. How am I going to use that opportunity? Where am I going to do it? And Desla says, this was the union of the Gzeres Hashmad Shemei HaYavonim. Ach, b'mesiris nafshom shach shmanoim, olu l'madregas lishmo gomo. V'zais haisa, hasibu ha'mitis haruchnis, shemachmosa zochor izgaba ha'yavonim. Because of that mesiris nefesh, that's how they were misgaba. U'b'neis ha'shem and shenerius ha'manoira, le'kofu, heru lehem simen min ha'shemayim, shenizgale belibam ha'oir ha'pnimi, she'ein lehefsak le'lamim. And this is the limud of Hanukkah. She'efshel hinotzel mehashpoas hara v'gzeres hashmad rak b'chizuk pnimi b'torah avodas Hashem. That's the only way. There's no shortcuts. Only by chizuk ha'pnimi b'torah avodas Hashem. V'zeh ma'ashel no'imrim b'alanisim mosarto temeim b'yatorim esharim tzadikim. Ika neis hoya bezesh at tohirim nishmu betarum for tzadikim betzirkosam bechazdi Hashem. And they put it into the Bria that we're able to do that. They put it into the Bria that we're able to become better than we are. But only if we make that hachana. Only if we stop from today and start thinking, how am I going to mechazik my tohirim yirishamayim? How am I going to mechazik not to fall prey to all the distractions that occur on a daily basis in Zichah B'Shas when there's a tremendous amount of Ruchni is available. And it's there to be taken. We just have to grab it. I heard 11 and a half years ago from Avraham Shor, he said that today it's easier to chap ruchnius than it ever was before. He said because there's a certain amount of ruchnius HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world. And he said, ma'atim heim haroitzim aysa. Used to be there was a tremendous bikush for ruchnius, so we had to be divided. He said, today it's less. So anybody who's mevakish at ruchnius is going to get a nice chelik of it. You just have to want it and have to show you want it. And by showing you want it, it's not by dibur, it's by maisa. We can all say the right things, and we all do say the right things. The question is, do our actions go together with our mouths? Or is it just hergel, lumada? We have the opportunity to prepare ourselves for this tekufa where there is ruchnius available, and to make ourselves a clay kibble for it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to see, that we're a clay kibble, and then we'll be a bench with a shefa of ruchnius. We have to be careful not to pull our hands out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, and to keep holding on, because that's the only way we'll get to Kivras Elikim. Ashrei mi, who thinks about what he's going to do and prepares himself so that taka, he'll be able to be mushba v'kol hashpoas ha'toyev v'sushar v'edu b'an Chanukah.